FBI releases pre-election assessment report calling for impartial application of Public Order Act. Two government officials nabbed for corruption scandal involving 192.6 million kwacha. An international news man sentenced to death for murder of toddlers at Ugandan nursery. And in sports news, Zambian international shines as Tshwelele FC ends Chiefs unbeaten run. With upfront and reliable news every day, I am Shekinah Sakala. A National Democratic Institute, NDI, pre-election assessment mission to Zambia has released its findings and recommendations ahead of the country's general election scheduled for August 13th. The report highlights concerns over the misuse of the Public Order Act, urging authorities to halt its abuse to ensure all candidates can campaign freely and that political parties are able to hold rallies nationwide without restriction. It calls on the police to enforce the act impartially and consistently for all political actors. Presenting the findings, the head of the delegation, His Excellency Mohamed Ibn Chambas, described the upcoming elections as a crucial milestone for Zambia, testing the nation's progress in consolidating democratic gains made since the 2021 polls. The head of the delegation noted significant reforms undertaken by the country, including constitutional, legislative, and policy changes, with particular emphasis on the introduction of the mixed-member proportional representation electoral system. The NDI Region Director for Southern and Eastern Africa, Jemima Barlow, expressed optimism, stating that with 100 days remaining before the election, there are clear opportunities for Zambians to take decisive steps towards ensuring participatory, transparent, and accountable electoral process. Within a separate development, prominent lawyer Dickson Jere yesterday ditched Patriotic Front, PF, to join the United Party for National Development, UPND. He announced his intention to contest the Lusaka Central Parliamentary seat in this year's general elections. Mr. Jere, who previously served as presidential press aide for press and public relations under the late Republican President Rupiah Banda, stated that his decision followed extensive consultations with various stakeholders, including family members, clergy, youth, women, and senior citizens. But according to reliable sources within the ruling party and State House, Mr. Jere's defection to the UPND was reportedly initiated by State House. The ruling party feared losing the Lusaka Central Parliamentary seat, currently held by Foreign Affairs and International Relations Minister Mulango Hayombe. Mr. Jere joins former Patriotic Front Mutsinga Ward Councillor Lee Mukupa on President Hakainde Hichilema's list of favoured former PF members. Mr. Jere emphasised his strong ties to Lusaka Central, noting that he lives, works and worships in the constituency, with most of his assets located here. He pledged to be an active and accessible member of Parliament. In his speech, Mr. Jere endorsed President Hakainde Hichilema for the upcoming general election, stating that the head of state deserves another term. He will seek adoption as a UPND candidate ahead of the August elections. And also within a separate development, Citizens First CF Orange Alliance President Harry Kalaba said the increase of diesel by 4 kwacha 21 ngwe per litre from 29 kwacha 78 ngwe to 33 kwacha 99 ngwe, representing a 14.14 slump, or jump rather, is a core decision by the UPND government acting through the Energy Regulation Board, ERB. He stated that the UPND government, through the ERB, deliberately ignored the 1.44% appreciation of the kwacha, which should have reduced the burden on citizens. Mr. Kalaba added that keeping petrol unchanged at 27 kwacha, 15 grip per litre, is a hallowed gesture because of the UPND's government's own ERB pushed through a massive diesel hike that will hurt every sector. He further stated that a family buying just 10 litres of diesel will now pay 42 kwacha 10 ngwe more than the money the UPND government has effectively taken from struggling households. Mr. Kalaba added that the timing of the adjustment, effective 30th April 2026, shows the UPND government through the ERB that they have no respect for families trying to plan their finances. He stated that the UPND government cannot hide behind the ERB's technical mandate when ordinary Zambians are suffering from its poor policy choices. Mr. Kalaba demanded that the UPND government immediately reverse the 4 kwacha 21 ngwe diesel increase and stop using the ERB to impose pain on the people. He assured Zambians that once Citizens First, CF, Orange Alliance assumes power after August 13th, his government will restore fairness at the pump and ensure fuel prices truly reflect the people's welfare and not political greed. And elsewhere, The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has arrested and charged two officials from the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock in a corruption case involving over 192.6 million kwacha linked to the Sustainable Livestock Infrastructure Management Product, also known as SLIMP. This brings the total number of arrests in the ongoing investigations to 10. Those arrested are Director of Policy, Planning and Information, Saxid Muranga, aged 49, and Assistant Human Resource Management Officer, Michael Ndala Malesu, aged 42. Mr. Muranga faces three charges, including attempts and conspiracies, corrupt acquisition of public property, and false accounting. He is accused of facilitating the diversion of over 165.9 million kwacha from the Ministry of Finance to a SLIMP account, and unlawfully acquiring more than 17.5 million kwacha meant for project activities. He's also alleged to have used false documents to account for over 6.8 million kwacha. Meanwhile, Mr. Malesu has been charged with corrupt acquisition of over 2.2 million kwacha, which he allegedly obtained at Impress through his personal account. He also faces three counts of possession of suspected proceeds of crime, including a house, a farm in Chongwe, and a motor vehicle valued at about 1.5 million kwacha. Both suspects have been released on bond and are expected to appear in court soon. The Anti-Corruption Commission says investigations into the SLIMP project are still ongoing, with more arrests expected. In international news, hundreds gathered on Wednesday at N'Djamena to demand the release of Chadian opposition leader and former premier Success Musara, who has been in custody for almost a year. The activists were members of the Les Transformateurs, also Transformers, which is the country's largest opposition party, which is marking its 8th anniversary at the party's headquarters in the capital. Most of those attending were young people protesting under intense heat and carrying signs calling for the release of Musara, one of the president Mahamat Idris Deby's fiercest critics. And still, the Secretary General of the Transformers Party said that the innocent man is today deprived of his freedom and basic rights of having carried the voice and embodied the hope of the entire people. He called for the release of several other opposition figures from the GCAP movement arrested in recent days, saying they have no business being in prison. Last August, Musara was sentenced to 20 years in prison by N'Djamena Court. He was convicted of hate speech, xenophobia, and having incited a massacre referring to the intercommunal violence that killed 42 people in May. Still within international news, a man has been sentenced to death by hanging for the murder of four toddlers at a nursery school in Uganda's capital, Kampala, earlier this month. On 2nd April, Christopher Okello Onyung, 38, entered the Gaba Early Childhood Development Program and fatally stabbed the infants, Eteko Gideon and Keisha Angoworth, Seru Ignatius and Odeke Ryan, all aged between 1 and 2 years. While capital punishment has not been abolished in Uganda, it is rarely carried out, with the last recorded case taking place in 2005. Onyung, who holds both Ugandan and U.S. citizenship, has 14 days to appeal against the sentence. During the trial, prosecutors said he admitted the crime and called it a human sacrifice that he hoped would make him rich. And still coming up within your sports news, Zambian international Ngampane Lungu delivered a commanding performance to earn Player of the Match honors as Siwelele FC defeated Kaizer Chiefs 2-0.
More news still to come on Power FM. Power FM Saka is your number one hit station.
Zambian international Ngampane Lungu delivered a commanding performance to earn Player of the Match.